Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, Alex Ovechkin netted his 709th goal to pass Mike Gartner for 7th on the league's all-time goal-scoring list, but it couldn't save Washington from the Rangers. They doubled up the Capitals 4-2. Also, the Maple Leafs clobbered the Canucks 7-3, the Senators edged the Canadiens 3-2, and the Blackhawks topped the Hurricanes 6-4. With 4 teams currently on pause and 40 players on the COVID-19 list, the NHL has revised its virus protocols. Glass panels have been removed from behind benches for better airflow. Players and coaches are not allowed at the arena until 1 hour and 45 minutes before the game, and all meetings must be virtual. In the NBA yesterday, the Trailblazers knocked off the 76ers 121-105, the Jazz whipped the Hawks 112-91, the Lakers thumped the Nuggets 114-93, and the Warriors crushed the Mavericks 147-116. In women's college basketball, Syracuse took down Wake Forest 85-78. In college basketball news, Bryant and Stratton College says Albany athletic director and head men's basketball coach Pat Fillion has died at age 51. Fillion had long been a prominent figure in local college basketball. He played for Albany's College of St. Rose, helping it reach its first Division II NCAA tournament in 1992. Then, as an assistant coach, he reached 5 NCAA tournaments with the University of Vermont and the University at Albany in the early 2000s. The Times Union reports Fillion had suffered from COVID-19 in recent days. And lastly, the Chiefs take on the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl this Sunday. People in 20 states, including New York and New Hampshire, can legally place a wager, but not in Massachusetts. WAMC's Paul Tuthill reports.
Sports betting was left out of the big economic development bill approved last month by the Massachusetts legislature. State Senator Eric Lesser, co-chair of the Economic Development Committee, said he wants to see sports betting done in this legislative session in a separate bill.
I do think you will see some very demonstrable progress on sports betting in the next several weeks and certainly in the next several months.
Governor Charlie Baker refiled the sports betting bill he introduced 2 years ago that would allow both online betting and casino sports books. Baker included a $35 million revenue estimate from sports betting in his budget proposal. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.
For more sports scores and stories, go to WAMC.org. I'm Jesse King.